This is Dan with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7, and I am here talking with Greg and Scott Hoskins. They are the president and vice president of Better Newspapers, and actually the new owners to Ozark Radio and Ozark Marketing. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you, Dan.
Doing well, thank you.
It's good to have you guys here. We can kind of talk about some of the different changes that you might expect out of this transition. I know this comes as a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. Big news, big shock to some. What do you think kind of inspired some of the transition here? What got you interested in the purchase of the station?
Well, personally, I think we've always been interested in these radio stations. The history of it is that you may remember we bought, I think it was about 7 years ago, we bought the Ozark Horse Trader from Tom and Sean Marhefka. And at that time, I also knew that, of course, they owned the radio stations. And over the period of the last 7 or 8 years, we've gotten to be good friends. And I knew that time was coming where Tom was probably going to be looking at retiring. You know, we just kind of sparked a conversation, and he asked if I was interested, and I said yes, because I just love West Plains and this whole market area. I mean, it's a wonderful place. And over the course of the last year or so, we kind of made it happen.
That is something I'm a little curious on, because you guys, you're from Illinois, right?
Correct.
Now, what made you guys kind of want to step into the market area of the Ozarks in the first place?
Well, initially, I was approached by a newspaper broker when they were looking at divesting the Horse Trader. And that's kind of how we got involved in it, because we were just across the river from St. Louis, and we were looking at expanding and looking where our options were. And I was so impressed with this area when I came down to visit, and impressed with the product and the staffing, that it was just a natural fit for us.
It's kind of cool to think about how that plays about. But one of the things that I'm kind of curious about is even stepping behind that on the timeline, Better Newspapers, which you guys own, it's a fairly big business by itself. And how long has it been around?
Well, we formed Better Newspapers in 1991. I formed it with an old partner that I had worked with in the newspaper industry down in Marion, Illinois. We originated in Muskoka, where we purchased four newspapers that were literally in bankruptcy at the time. We got them out of the bankruptcy courts, and we paid back all of the people that the old owner had owed money to 100%, because we knew how important it was to do business the right way in a small community. So over the course of the last, 32 years, we've kind of grown the company and added publications at a rate of several a year, and we currently are sitting with 35 publications.
It's a pretty big business, and you guys seem to show no signs of slowing down that growth, which is a good thing. It's entirely a good thing. I am curious, though, how do you think that incorporation of radio, audio, and even visual media will change how you do your business?
It's certainly going to be a new challenge, as we haven't dealt with radio in the past before, mostly newspapers. Being so close together, I think it's a great way to kind of integrate another sort of media. It gives us some new tools. Although it'll be challenging, I think it's going to be extremely exciting.
Let me also add that the reporting of news and community relations in a small town, I think for us, it's the same. Running a newspaper or working with a community with a newspaper or with a radio station, there's still small communities that center around the exact same things.
I've actually kind of run into that experience myself, stepping into some of the towns around this area with the degradation of the ability for smaller organizations to handle news. Even Kabul lost their newspaper a few years ago, and so they don't have as much of a voice as they used to. So it's good that we're able to give them somewhat of a voice and a platform to bounce off of. I do have to ask, for the listener's sake as well, do you think that this transition will also change how our radio stations operate?
To be honest with you, when I started looking at the stations here, I was so impressed with the job that Tom and Sean had done over the years and the staffing. I mean, you guys run a great station. I mean, stations. And it's extremely well organized. It's extremely complete. To be real honest with you, I don't see us changing things, but I do see us bringing some additional things to it, which I think will better off all of your listeners.
Seems like overall it's an optimistic process going forward here. Are there any kind of particular goals that you've got in mind for the near future?
That one I don't have a clue on.
That's A-okay. We're just kind of talking about this anyway. I wonder, do you think it will be any kind of a challenge incorporating these separate mediums and sort of making them all run in concert?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of what, you know, what each media does is the same. I think our ability to, meet the needs of the listeners or the readers is really what we focus on. And, you know, that's the same in every small town. You know, one of the things that I've always said is every town likes, I don't mean this the wrong way, but every town likes to think of themselves as unique or different. But small towns in the USA are small towns. And they all have the needs that focus around family and church and community and friends. And it's all the same. It doesn't matter if it's in West Plains, Missouri, or if it's in Muskoka, Illinois.
What are some things that you are most excited about on a personal level about this inclusion?
Well, one of the things, and we kind of touched a little bit, but is when we went into a different direction of bringing the radio stations on, I think this for us as a company will give us more stability. You had mentioned the loss of a newspaper in Kabul. You may or may not know this, but roughly, I don't know, in the last, say, 5 years or so, about 25% of the newspapers in the country have gone out of business. I mean, that's a pretty high amount.
Yeah.
When you look at all the jobs and you look at all of the readers that were lost, newspapers in many cases have been dwindling in circulation. A lot of it's been changing to digital, which is where I am really excited about it with the radio stations, because you guys are on top of it. I mean, you got good, really neat stuff going on, and we're really excited about learning from you for that part of it.
Scott, what about you? What are some things you're excited about?
I actually have a degree in radio and television, which I worked in both of them prior to working in newspapers. So for me, this kind of goes back to what I originally liked when I was very young. But I think this gives us a chance to kind of diversify our media. You know, as we've mainly dealt with printing and newspapers, this gives us basically a whole new format of both video and audio, something that newspapers just lack in, having that other sense, that other that people can really connect with. So for me, I think that's going to be exciting to be able to reach an entire new audience. I think it's one of those where these two forms of media really complement each other. I think we're going to be able to find that we can use them. I think we can help each other between basically our newspapers as well as our radio.
Now, kind of on the opposite end of things, what are some expected challenges moving forward, whether it's the newspaper side, the radio side, whether it comes to the state of the U.S., anything? What do you think are some of your expected challenges going forward?
For me personally, it is really, on the radio side, is really the technology. I mean, this is a whole new ballgame for us. We've never dealt with all of the electronics and the things that you all use. So just understanding that from that perspective is going to be a heck of a challenge for me personally.
I do think the biggest challenge for us is basically just the unknown. Whenever you kind of dive into something that you really haven't done before, it'll be a challenge, but I don't really have any fear of it, as seeing you guys have run, as I've been to a couple of your meetings, met you guys a couple of times. The way everybody, I mean, this seems to run like a very well-oiled machine. So I believe that any of those challenges, any of those things that I don't know, I'm hoping you guys can answer that for me.
It does sound like there is an overwhelming sense of optimism, and that's... Yeah. I would say that's a good sign. You know,
yeah,
just about any time there's any kind of economic changeover of anything, there's always a certain level of apprehension, tension, stress a little bit. But from this, it seems like mostly just optimistic all the way through. Now, do you think that there is any one reason as to why that is? Or is it mostly just that you're confident things will continue running as business as usual?
To be honest with you, a lot of the confidence, at least for me, comes from getting to know you folks. You know, I have been so impressed with the professionalism. The quality of the staff here is, it's certainly is a reason for optimism. You guys are great. And I see us just continuing that level and continuing that positiveness.
Are there any kind of parting statements that you'd like to leave?
No, I just want to, I really would like to emphasize the commitment of Sean and Tom to this community, and I want to thank them for it. I mean, they've been great examples to me as to what we need to do, and I hope and I feel very positive about that we will continue that commitment to this area.
Yeah, and as the last few years, as we have served this area with the Ozark Horse Trader, I'm really excited to serve the community in basically a whole new fashion. It's going to be exciting. I think we're going to be able to bring some new tools to the table for some of the businesses, as well as for our loyal listeners. You're going to continue to hear the great same music, great same talk radio that you've enjoyed in the past.
Yeah, and I think some of the tools that we're talking about is, you know, the ability to bring in the print side of things, where the radio stations currently may have some of that. But we also have commercial printers in our arsenal of things that we do. We have several printing plants, so we have the ability to print everything. If it's got ink on it, we can do it, is what it amounts to. So,
thanks for talking with me, Greg, Scott. It's been great having you guys here. Obviously, if we need to kind of get anything else out in the future, we can be in touch.
I'm sure we will be, yes.
As there's no problem there, but I still want to thank you guys for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.